KSA News, I'm John Schaefer. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes a repeat of 2020 is unlikely, despite the recent rise in COVID cases.
The chances of this being an overwhelming rush of cases and hospitalizations is probably low. So I think none of us in the public health field are predicting that this is going to be a tsunami of hospitalizations and deaths the way we saw a year or more ago.
On ABC's This Week Sunday, he said that he doesn't anticipate a federal mask mandate. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's emergency order restricting public firearm carry in Albuquerque faced an immediate legal challenge from the National Association for Gun Rights and member Foster Haynes. They filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court seeking an immediate block to the order. The Democrat governor imposed a 30-day suspension as a public health measure applying to most public areas. President Biden voicing his wish for China's prosperity with the condition that their government abides by the rules. The statement made during a press conference in Hanoi following his talks with Vietnamese leaders.
It was less about containing China. I don't want to contain China. I just want to make sure we have a relationship with China that is on the up and up, squared away. Everybody knows what it's all about. And one of the ways you do that is you make sure that we are talking about the same things.
Biden acknowledged the current economic challenges facing China and expressed his anticipation of a forthcoming meeting with the Chinese president. A recent Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies poll indicates that despite California's blue state status, there is strong opposition to slavery reparations. Overall, the measure is rejected by a 2-to-1 margin by every demographic except for blacks. Sunday Night Football will showcase Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys against Daniel Jones and the New York Giants. The game kicks off at 8:20 Eastern Time. This is USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
Morocco remains shaken by ongoing tremors after a devastating earthquake on Friday night. The death toll now exceeding 2,000, with thousands more injured. The magnitude 6.8 quake marks the strongest to strike the North African nation in over a century. The IRS has announced new initiatives targeting some 1,600 multimillionaires who owe hundreds of millions of dollars in back taxes. 75 large business partnerships are also being investigated for tax evasion. Commissioner Daniel Werfel says funding from the Biden administration Inflation Reduction Act and artificial intelligence tools have helped point IRS resources in the right direction. A Tennessee lawmaker says enough evidence has been gathered to start impeachment proceedings against President Biden.
Tennessee Republican Representative Andy Ogles on Newsmax announced it's go time to start impeachment proceedings against President Biden.
You know, my articles of impeachment can be offered as a privilege motion, which would trigger a vote within 48 hours. I mean, look, you've got tens of millions of dollars that have been accepted by the Biden family. I mean, the country is in crisis and he's going on vacation. Come on, this is ridiculous.
I'm Lance Pry.
The Nun 2 frightened audiences, earning over $13 million on its opening day. Projections indicate it's set to rake in about $30 million for the weekend. This surpasses the debut of Denzel Washington's Equalizer 3, which held the second largest Labor Day opening. Alongside The Nun 2, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 also making its debut. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.